DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Mark Rossman in Bonn. Allies and foes of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi clashed in Cairo on Wednesday, and protests continued into the early hours of Thursday morning. The protests stem from Morsi's November 22nd decrees, which give him sweeping new powers and allow him to put the country's disputed new constitution to a referendum. Media reports had four people died in the clashes and more than 200 were wounded, some with gunshot wounds. Three of Morsi's advisers announced their resignations late Wednesday. Speaking in Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called on both sides to settle their differences through talks. She also warned the government must deliver on promises made during the revolution.
Ultimately, it is up to the Egyptian people to chart their way forward, but we want to see a process that is inclusive and a dialogue that is truly open to a free exchange of ideas that will further the democratic process in Egypt.
Opposition groups indicated they would be ready for talks if Morsi reversed his decree. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is hosting talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Berlin on Thursday. The two leaders met Wednesday night for dinner, ahead of what could be a tense day of discussions. Israel has announced it is pushing forth with plans to build new settlements in the West Bank. Those plans are seen by some as retaliation for the UN's recognition of Palestine as a de facto state last week. Germany annoyed Israel by abstaining from that vote. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle agreed that relations have been strained since Israel announced its new settlement plans, a move that has been criticized around the world.
We do not believe such settlement policies are right. We have never made a secret of that. What we believe is that face-to-face peace talks must take place.
Dass direkte Friedensgespräche stattfinden.
The opposition Greens have called on Merkel to have stern words with Netanyahu.
These settlements put the very existence of the Middle East peace process in jeopardy. The German government must make that clear to the Israeli government in no uncertain terms.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas declared the project, which could divide the West Bank and make the creation of a Palestinian state impossible, to be an uncrossable red line. The interior ministers of Germany's 16 federal states have taken steps towards banning the far-right National Democratic Party, or NPD. The decision came on Wednesday at a meeting in Rostock. The NPD is widely accused of providing a political home for neo-Nazis, although the party denies its policies are fascist. If the proposal goes ahead, it will have to be approved by the German Constitutional Court. The court rejected a first attempt to outlaw the NPD 9 years ago. Rescuers say four crew members have died and seven are still missing in the icy waters of the North Sea after a cargo ship carrying 24 people collided with another vessel and sank off the Dutch coast some 65 kilometers from the port of Rotterdam. The ships were in one of the North Sea's busiest shipping routes when they collided. 13 sailors were rescued alive after the collision Wednesday evening and were taken to a Rotterdam hospital. Rescuers were using infrared cameras to hunt for more survivors. A Coast Guard spokesman said the cause of the collision was not known. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. An earthquake measuring 5.5 in magnitude struck eastern Iran on Wednesday, killing at least 8 people and injuring a dozen others. The quake hit the southern province of South Khorasan. Some people are trapped under rubble and the death toll is expected to rise. In Kenya, at least 8 people have been injured, 3 of them critically, in an explosion near a military base in the capital, Nairobi. The blast went off in a mainly Somali neighborhood known as Little Mogadishu. The device is thought to have been a roadside bomb. Oscar Niemeyer, the Brazilian icon who revolutionized modern architecture and designed much of the country's futuristic capital, Brasilia, died in Rio on Wednesday. He was 104. And finally, in sports, in Champions League action on Wednesday, Bayern Munich defeated Belarusian side Beta Borisov by a score of 4-1. The Bavarians are now through to the knockout stages. For more news and information, log on to our website at dw.de. Mark Rossman, Deutsche Welle News.